Welcome. This is Shanahan on Literacy, the site where we believe there is nothing more noble than to teach somebody to read. I'm Tim Shanahan, your host, and our topic today is knowledge of literature. That is the question. Or is it? This we'll post as a blog entry on the Shanahan on Literacy website on March 16th, 2024. If you'd like a written copy of what I'm going to present in this podcast, you can get that there. Now, this particular presentation is made in response to a question that I received from a teacher just a few weeks ago. Our district and state are making a big push to develop social studies knowledge through reading, this teacher writes. I appreciate that, and I understand the importance of social studies. Previously, we hardly taught it at all. Our ELA textbook still has stories. Each of these is connected to social studies or science topics. We're being told that if time is tight, and it always is, we have so many things to teach now that we can skip the stories and focus on the social studies selections alone. I always thought reading class was for literature and social studies class was for geography and history and so on. That no longer seems to be the case. Am I just hopelessly old-fashioned, or can you provide me with support for preserving the place of literature in my classroom? I teach fourth and fifth graders. Don't stories do more to improve reading achievement than social studies articles? Well, here's my response. You are correct that for years, literature, or stories at least, dominated reading instruction. It was the rare selection that trod at any other ground, most often an occasional story drawn from history, perhaps. That has changed for several reasons. Researchers have identified important differences between expository or informational text and narrative text. Too many kids were leaving elementary school able to read the latter reasonably well, but not the former. Makes sense to include informational text with all its lexical and structural challenges. Then there were the concerns about knowledge and its role in reading comprehension. Readers are advantaged by knowing stuff. Your experience with social studies is enlightening. Perhaps if social studies and science had received adequate attention previously, we wouldn't even be discussing this, but this neglect was common. Given all that, arguing for reading instruction from texts that carry information worth knowing seems like a no-brainer. That said, though, I too am seeing or hearing that things may have swung too far in some locales. The problem here is that too many educators think of stories as motivational or entertaining rather than informative. This misjudgment of the value of literature is so pervasive that scholars have felt the need to defend it, not with regard to reading instruction, but in terms of its contribution to intellectual thought, philosophy, and even daily discourse. There is no research I'm aware of showing that reading instruction is better served by stories than informational text. I don't think you can win the argument making that kind of claim. Perhaps you can refer to some of the leading voices for increasing the emphasis on knowledge. People like E.D. Hirsch, Natalie Wexler, David Coleman, and so on, all agree that literature should have a space in this kind of knowledge building. Likewise, there are long lists of scientists who gained their first interest in science through science fiction. The same can be said about historians with historical fiction. That's not unimportant, but not everybody concedes to appeals to authority, however. Maybe a better way to go would be to argue that literature is an important source of knowledge that everyone wants for their children, and better yet, show how you would teach appropriate literature in ways that would result in not just improved reading, but greater domain knowledge or declarative knowledge. Why is it important to teach literature? There are obvious literary payoffs in terms of literary interpretation skills and appreciation of artistry, development of imagination, and they help with language and communication skills too. Those benefits aren't likely to convince your antagonists on this either, given their push for raising this declarative knowledge. Literature can be an important source of knowledge of that kind as well. So, for instance, what do we learn from literature? One of the things is we can develop cultural understanding. Literature can provide a window into the beliefs and practices of different cultures. We can use literature to develop insights about the cultural experiences of different groups. Think about stories like Last Stop on Market Street, Mufaro's Beautiful Daughters, The Silent Seeker, or Grandfather's Journey. These kinds of stories promote empathy and cultural understanding and can familiarize and sensitize students to various information about different cultural heritages. Second, historical and social context. Literature can offer insights into historical and social contexts, familiarizing kids with political and social issues of different time periods and the forces that shape society. Books like Number the Stars, Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry, and Esperanza Rising fit the bill if you want to introduce the Holocaust, resistance movements, or the Great Depression. Go social studies. Human relations. Literature provides opportunities for readers to think about how we get along with each other. Concepts like loyalty, competitiveness, loneliness, respect, compassion, bullying, empathy, and forgiveness are central to books like Wonder, Each Kindness, and The Hundred Dresses. Identity and personal development. Literature considers personal growth and self-reflection and involves readers in identifying with characters, grappling with moral dilemmas, and exploring existential questions. For this purpose, books like Oh, the Places You'll Go by Dr. Seuss, The Little Engine That Could by Waddy Piper, The Dot, Peter Reynolds, and The Giving Tree, Shel Silverstein, can be used to study resilience, self-confidence, perseverance, generosity, sacrifice, and other human traits. Literary touchstones. Think of all the allusions to children's books that come up in daily language, such as, down a rabbit hole, your nose is growing, he cried wolf, an ugly duckling, and Beauty and the Beast. Knowing such touchstones and usages and from whence they come is valuable content with a literary provenance. To develop such lessons, think of the specific concepts, vocabulary, and knowledge that students would be expected to develop and how you would hold them accountable for gaining this information. Literature can be an important source of knowledge, but only if our choice of books and pedagogical moves support that kind of learning. Let's make sure this pendulum doesn't swing too far. There are, at the end of this blog entry, there are three references to those defenses of literature that I mentioned earlier. With that, I'm going to thank you for being with us today and hope we see you up the road of peace. And thanks to Greg Johnson, our sound engineer, for the work that he does on this. Thank you.